Anchorage Assemblymember Mike Katera sees tonight's gathering as an opportunity.
I think what we really just need is to give people a chance to, in part, vent some of their frustrations about public safety, talk about what they're seeing, hearing, and more importantly, what they feel in their home, in their neighborhood, the street where they live.
Guterres is one of two assembly members who organized the town hall meeting on public safety, scheduled this evening from 7 to 9 o'clock at East High School. Paul Honeman is the other.
We had such a concern over what appears to be a rise in violent crimes in the Anchorage area. We've had, I believe, 11 homicides, possibly 12 looking into a recent death so far this date, which is alarmingly high if we keep on this pace. We also had two Anchorage police officers who were shot while on duty, one sitting in his police car back in January, another one on a traffic stop here just recently in June. Both officers fortunately survived their injuries. We'd like to see if we can get some concerns and ideas and may perhaps even help develop some strategies as a result of some folks' input from the community.
Honeman is a retired Anchorage police officer. The 2009 Uniform Crime Report, released last month, showed murder and non-negligent homicides in Anchorage increased from 2008 with 10 to 2009 with 15. Both years were lower than 2007, which had 23. Forcible rape rose between 2008 and 2009, while robbery and aggravated assault dropped during the same period. The report is compiled by the FBI from data gathered from municipalities across the nation. Honeman is the current chair of the Assembly's Public Safety Committee and Guterres a former chair. Tonight's town hall forum is not under the committee's auspices, nor is it solely for Anchorage's east side, which both assembly members represent, as do the two legislators, State Representative Pete Peterson and State Senator Bill Welikowski. The latter would respond to audience questions about state resources. The organizers hope the forum not only attracts residents from across the city, but also representatives from civic organizations, the police department, and perhaps the administration of Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan. Honeman notes that an outside examination of police department practices is already underway.
I know the chief and the mayor, they're working on an ongoing audit of deployments, audit of how the resources are deployed to the into the community at present time, and with some suggestions of how best to deploy the number of resources that Anchorage currently has.
The two assembly members hope community perceptions and concerns about public safety might also, along with the audit, influence future police resource development and deployment. Katera says organizers recognize their public meeting has some tough competition for public attention, namely getting people to give up a summer evening in Anchorage.
But we really need to hear from as many people as possible, from as many different points of view as possible. We would welcome your input.
Once again, tonight's town hall meeting on public safety is from 7 to 9 o'clock at East High School, located at Burgaw Street and Northern Lights Boulevard. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.